Volunteers in Boston are trying to find the owners of enough artwork to fill a warehouse. The artworks are the inventory of a Boston company that sold art to businesses, the kind of paintings you see on lobby walls in a law firm. But the company went bankrupt. Now the artists who consigned their work have 60 days to reclaim it or lose it. NPR's Ari Shapiro looked around the warehouse.
In a dimly lit space in Boston, Robin Whittington displays a long, narrow scar across her calf. The perpetrator is a large sculpture sitting at her feet.
To me, it kind of looks like a seahorse or a lizard. There's holes bored through it and very jagged and sharp edges. Looks like an ice sculpture.
The carving sits amidst other sculptures and tapestries and photographs and oil paintings, about 1,000 pieces in all, leaning against walls, stacked in corners, and filed in long, narrow drawers, alphabetically by artist's last name. Whittington and other volunteers from an organization called Volunteer Lawyers for the Arts spent a week and a half moving all of this art from another warehouse just outside of Boston. That's where a company called Boston Corporate Art, or BCA, stored the pieces. The company used to sell artists' work to businesses and law firms, sort of a middleman between artists and corporate clients. BCA is now bankrupt, and their phones disconnected. At first, BCA planned to liquidate all of the art in its collection, and that's when Volunteer Lawyers for the Arts, or VLA, stepped in.
We didn't think that was acceptable.
Jim Grace is VLA's executive director.
Really, this is different. This isn't like office equipment or phones or some other piece of equipment that's left at a bankruptcy. This is a consigned work. It was never owned by Boston Corporate Art. It was always owned by the artists, and it should be returned to the artists.
A bankruptcy court last month agreed, so the judge gave VLA 60 days to reach as many artists as possible. Yesterday was day one.
It took us a while to get insurance in place and find a space for the art and get volunteers and staff to return it to the artists. It's kind of like starting a business that you know and you hope is going to fail in 2 months.
When the 2 months are up, Boston Corporate Art can sell what's left to pay off the company's debts. The company could not be reached for comment, but Nina Parker, who represented BCA in court, told the Boston Globe that the company wasn't trying to anger the artists, it just didn't know legally what it was supposed to do with the art. Beverly Skye is one of about 10 artists who came by the warehouse yesterday. She says she worked with BCA for 16 years and didn't know until a week ago that the company had gone bankrupt.
Nothing. Not a call. And I knew one of the, I thought she was a principal in the company. You would think that she would say, "Hey, Bev, just come pick up your work because we're walking out now. You know, we're going to close the doors." But no.
Two of Skye's pieces were unsold when BCA went under. She picked up one of them yesterday. The other is missing. She says it's worth $3,000 and no one knows where it is. Volunteers from the VLA have a website where they're posting some works by unknown artists. Beverly Skye says one major challenge is the transience of people in her field. While at the warehouse, she found some works by an artist friend who had just moved to Japan. She says the VLA would never have been able to find that person. There are some happy endings, though. Skye went home with a work of hers that she hadn't seen in 10 years. And the seahorse lizard sculpture? It'll be picked up this Friday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Boston.